This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Miles O'Brien, in for Celeste Headlee on vacation this week. It's W-2 time at work. Sorry to tell you that.
Thanks for reminding me there, Miles. We like having you come in.
The cruel reminder. They brought me in for that. The tax season is upon us, so this is a good day to talk about an IRS victory. Why don't we do that? We'll begin on a high note for the tax season. Lori Singleton Clark is a nurse in Maryland. The IRS sued her after she deducted her tuition for an MBA degree. But guess what? Lori won. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, great. And you are obviously doing well. Congratulations. This goes back to 2005, your tax return. You're a nurse. You tried to deduct $15,000 for tuition expenses for an MBA. And on the face of it, I might say, well, wait a minute, you're a nurse. How can you deduct an MBA tuition? How did that work out for you?
Well, actually, that's what the IRS felt as well. I went.
So wait a minute, so you're telling me I think like the IRS? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway, go ahead.
We don't like to tell
somewhat.
Them.
Yes, I went back to school to get an MBA because I wanted to be on the same level with physicians in terms of explaining regulatory and accrediting matters. And my degree is a dual degree. It's an MBA in healthcare management. When the IRS saw that I was taking accounting courses, finance courses, and economic courses, they said, wait a minute, she's studying for a different career field. So my challenge was to explain to the IRS, no, I'm not. I'm actually going to use this information, these courses, to improve my performance at work.
So what that implies is the IRS is, like me, a little bit clueless about what nurses do, huh?
Exactly. Nurses today have expanded roles. And we're in management, we're at the bedside, we're out, you know, handling disasters, et cetera. And my function at that time was to explain to doctors how important their documentation is in making sure that the care they're providing to their patients is appropriate, is timely, and meets regulatory and accrediting bodies.
Lori, it sounds like you should add lawyer to that, too. I mean, you did this on your own, and you got this MBA degree online, right?
Exactly. And I've gone, my undergraduate degree, I did go to school, you know, physically stay in school. But the master's degree was online, and it was appropriate for me where I was in my, you know, in my life, raising children, working full time. I just physically could not go to a school and sit in a classroom.
You're amazing that you pulled all this off, and you beat the odds, right? What is it? What, 10% win?
That's what I'm told. I couldn't believe it. It was a personal endeavor. I had no idea that my victory would gain so much attention. But the responses I've gotten have been very positive.
All right, Lori, excellent. Congratulations. Lori Singleton Clark, we'll remember you April 15th.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.